right, listening to Nick Ferrari at breakfast here, 9:37. Ask Boris with London Mayor Boris Johnson. And an Ask Boris question from me before we go back to the callers, Mr. Mayor. The estimated £3 million annual running costs of a garden bridge over the Thames is now going to be met out of public funds.
No,
despite
sir.
You telling
no,
me...
No, no, it is not going to be met.
Yeah.
No, Nick, it's not going to be met out of public funds. And I perfectly understand people's anxiety about this, but what we have insisted on is that the Garden Bridge Trust give us guarantees that they are going to, they will be in a position to fund the thing in perpetuity.
Documents seen by the Observer newspaper, signed it is reported by you, reveal the mayor will act as a guarantee to cover, quotes, the maintenance of the bridge structure, maintenance and operation of the garden and public space.
Yes, I mean, I understand why. This is not some secret document. This is an entirely public document. In order to get planning permission from Westminster and I think from Lambeth, they have to see that the funds that the Garden Bridge Trust does have an ultimate guarantor, and that we are doing.
So, but what does that cost us?
Nothing, because the Garden Bridge Trust are themselves going to be projecting annual income of £3 million.
What if they don't hit that?
From the scheme. And the annual operating costs of the bridge are estimated at less than £2 million. So the income is going to exceed costs by about more than £1 million a year.
I've got the documents calculate the cost of running the bridge at £2.8 million. You've got it less than £2
million. The figures I have are... £1.975 million.
What happens, though, if it doesn't take enough money? Who then pays?
Well, obviously, we've been very firm with the Garden Bridge Trust and said that they have got to be in a position to fund this themselves. But I want to repeat the message I think I gave a few months back, that the guarantee such as we've been obliged to make it is purely in order to get the planning permissions through. And it is... absolutely understood that the Garden Bridge Trust will provide the running costs of the bridge.
No public funds?
No. There will be no public funds for the running of the bridge. And
when's it going to open?
It will open, I think, in 20... Well, it will start next year. It will open, I think, in 2018.
Can't wait.
It's going to be superb. And, you know, frankly... There was a good piece by Simon Jenkins wrote an amazing piece, actually. He wrote some, you know, very colourful pieces about London Wall kinds. But he wrote a piece saying that the Garden Bridge was such a good project that it should be paid for entirely out of public funds. Do you remember that? I thought, you know, he finally taken leave of his senses. We can't do that. Most of this, the vast bulk of this, is being paid for by the private sector and by private contributions and by philanthropy, actually. But in the end, a huge project in the centre of the city cannot be done without the support of the municipal authority and the city itself. And so giving this, it is the only way to get this thing through, is to give a guarantee of the kind that we have given. But it is that guarantee is itself underpinned by the commitment of the Garden Bridge to cover their costs.
We move,
and more than cover
we
their
must
costs.
Move to